This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crunch all the crackers.
Maybe with a piece of cheese, saltine, and a piece of maybe Gouda. A little Gouda.
I'm a big pepper jack guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Look at those Warriors. Who would have thunk it 2.5 months ago? Boy, Curry, Steph was dying on the vine. He's begging for another Hall of Famer. And voila, he gets one.
It's funny because, dude, this thing was a disaster. So our guy Caleb, you're right. This is – Evan, can you crack the mic? And you do. But I understand the Niners getting McCaffrey, but they already had been to a Super Bowl and were Billy Badass, and they needed him. This was different. This looked like an 11th seed that was going the wrong way.
Well, to be fair, I think the Niners were 3-4 or 3-5 when they traded for McCaffrey, and they didn't lose until Brock Purdy broke his elbow in the NFC Championship
game.
Oh,
boy.
No, but my point is their identity. They were bad.
Sure,
the Warriors are coming off a season that didn't culminate in a berth in the playoffs, and then they were 11th seed. We were like, is it over? People were saying, trade Steph so he could go win somewhere else. And he comes out with that haircut and fresh tape.
Tell you what, before you're saying it's one of the greatest trades in history, why don't just let him win a playoff game? One game. Just how about that?
Right,
Can we wait until they win one playoff
game? That's imminent, right? You know that.
I can taste it. And you know what? This is what bothers me sometimes. Not
me
about
being
you.
Happy?
No. We talked about how important this game was, and it was a very important, big win, but we still know what's ahead, and you're not allowing for the fact that I got two tough ones.
Oh, no. Stop, Stoney.
No.
I totally am allowing for that. But
I don't. It doesn't sound like it if you're saying it's the greatest trade in history.
But it's like the guy that got emotional calling about Curry. Let's enjoy to last night.
Right. So why are you jumping ahead to saying it's a championship? We're going to win a title. We like where we're at right now.
No, somebody
asked
me
something. Stop right there. Just stop right there.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear. Tomorrow's huge, man. Oh. It is. TNT.
You know what? I took a cheap shot at Fitz, so I'm going to come back and say, see, this is where he gets it. This is the biggest game of the year until Thursday.
Until Friday. Right. And go ahead. What's the next one after that?
Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Don't sleep on the four after that.
Hey, Goo, can we get to the bottom of why Steiny's in such a good mood, you think?
Oh, this is good. This is going to take me by surprise.
It's really like this is all. I've had some Steiny questions, but this one has really stumped me.
You guys are
in cahoots.
For the Golden State Warriors.
You're in cahoots.
Yep.
Let me try to figure it out.
There was one more game that was played the Warriors and the Grizzlies.
Which... Come on, Steiny, you know it.
Was it a full moon last night, Steiny?
Oh, You know what? Let that be a lesson to you. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
The wolves were howling.
Now, you got a pep in your step.
That's because, you know what?
Had they lost that game, we would have had Cranky Steiny.
Let me tell you something. I walked up, by the way.
Thank God for Russ.
That's what I thought. Tomorrow's awesome.
So I'll bring in my partner, Susan. I'm watching the Warriors last night in the first quarter in my man cave. And you know, she brings my dinner down. and she looks at the TV and it shows Curry. And the first thing she said,
give it to me.
Oh, he's been out in the sun golfing.
Wow.
He's got that farmer's tan.
I can't believe
it. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, yeah, he's been golfing. And I'm like,
so she noticed it. Yeah.
And then sure enough, Kerr after the game says he played two rounds.
Man.
So that was the one thing. And then let me know. Let me tell you
and
the other
thing. The haircut was the other.
So then the Warriors win the game. I go upstairs and she goes, how'd it go? I said, it was a great game. The Warriors won. And I am so happy for myself and the station.
Man. Mm-hmm. Team player.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Oh, I mean, I got to believe he thinks it's the best trade. Forget Babe Ruth from the Red Sox. Antonio, what's up, buddy?
Oh man, if they win, you know, it'll go down as the best Bay Area trade. But right now, it's kind of, you know, on a McCaffrey level with the 49ers. But
see, that's I didn't even think
this good with it.
I like that, Antonio. Yeah. Not too much hyperbole, but a good solid analysis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, as far as like right now, you know. I wouldn't mind facing the Lakers. I wouldn't mind facing somebody else. But if we do, we already beat LeBrick James in, what, three finals in his prime? And we already beat Luke in the conference finals. So it's like those ball-dominant guys, you know, they can't guard us, man. I'm ready for them if necessary, just like we are tomorrow. As far as Steph goes, greatest point guard of all time. Man, that guy's special to watch. We are lucky to have him in the Bay. You know? And when I'm at Warriors games, I love when people say, hey, man, you look like Steph. Well, aren't you supposed to be in the game? So that makes me happy too, man. Double wise.
Evan kind of looked. So, yeah, he does look like Steph. Yeah.
He does, actually.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Thank you, guys. But, yeah, we're going to beat the Lakers tomorrow by at least 20. Yes, sir.
Now, the one thing, thanks, Antonio, for the call. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
I'm not there yet.
I will say this, though, Antonio, and just a reminder in case you don't know, Luka and LeBron are now on the same team.
I am scared.
They're on the same team.
Yeah.
So,
888-957-9570
is the number. And Warriors with just a terrific win last night. You know what? Sometimes you watch the post-game show, and you're like, cool. Mullen's saying everything I was thinking. That was a high-level game.
All of them. Yeah, it was.
He was talking about, right off the bat, he's like, look, that was a high-level game, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm looking at when I put it. Oh, here you go.
What time?
When did Looney make the three?
I want to say third quarter.
Yeah, that's in the third quarter. I said, my notes. What a game. Just a terrific game. That is some serious basketball being played at a high level. That was midway. Oh, and then midway through the third, I wrote, I don't trust Aldama.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I don't.
Because we're here in Golden State.
I don't have to trust.
Get off my guy.
I don't have to trust.
He ain't been the same since Bane.
Salty Aldama.
Man.
The one three he made, Kevin brought it up, the one three he made, he lost track of the shot clock.
It went in, though. Oh, how do you guys know that?
Nothing but net.
He hoisted it. He hit it bottoms. But if you're – I appreciate you writing that down, putting pen to paper about this and Chris Mullen.
Would you?
This is high-level basketball.
Yeah.
We're going to get it tomorrow. We're going to get it right after Friday. We're going to get it Sunday. And, Steiny, I'm not jinxing. Just imagine when the playoffs roll around.
If they're in it.
Like, I'm drunk off that idea.
Yeah, Mully was on point after the game last night, I thought.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
But he got a haircut, Mully.
He gets a haircut every 6 days.
But you don't go for 50, 52. That dude was in.
As soon as Steph gets a haircut.
Yeah, yeah. No, Mullen stays
you meant
fresh.
Mullen.
Yeah, he stays fresh.
I think he's had the same haircut since, what, birth?
Well, he's got a flat top.
No, it's good.
And he keeps it.
He's clean.
Keeps it trim.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joseph in Vallejo. Hey, Joseph, how you doing, my man?
Just fine, Stanley. Thank you guys for having me.
Sure.
Stanley, I just want to tell you, you know, you generally don't take to any of my takes, and we can't always be at odds, but I got to tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle. You are hard because this Bay Area fan base sometimes can be so soft. They can't bite nothing hard. They make excuses for everything. Kalina and Fitz, oh, I'm not even going to go there. But I'm thankful that you balance this base. You keep them where they need to be because they just get caught up, particularly you, Goo.
I knew that was coming.
You just get out there and Steiny have to bring y'all back down. And I thank you for being that peanut brittle for this group. And people forget, before Jimmy Butler came, Steph was playing kind of bitter.
Nope.
Wow. He said he's not going to be bitter against younger players like the old heads. The mere fact you make a statement like that, that shows that you're bitter against. He said,
ah, got it. Hey.
Wow.
Hey,
don't invite him to the party.
Hey,
peanut brittle.
When a guy's on a roll like that,
Pro Steiny. Good Lord, I knew I was taking one.
No, that was Vermeil, wasn't me.
Man. Actually, I have heard, the few people have texted this in, the latest from the 510. You know, when you're saying, is it the greatest trade of all time with the Warriors, whatever. A lot of people have brought up the Bogut trade.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, it didn't result in a title right away, but...
started a dynasty?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can make that point.
925, Steiny, what's your opinion on Carmelo Anthony being a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah, well, that's correct.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
There was a stat line
nice
that popped
player.
Up the other night. I think it was the anniversary of
Mello.
He had a 62-point game with zero assists, zero rebounds, zero steals, and zero blocks. That's unbelievable.
My man was a scorer, man. Wow! 62, started getting that one assist.
That's unreal.
Well, you're forgetting that he locked down his man, too. So he couldn't rebound or pass because he was so absorbed defensively with his man.
What do you think our last call?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Caller was getting at.
Our last caller was getting at sometimes.
Like, we're all excited
sometimes
today.
On hometown radio.
Oh, stop.
Some find it hard to be totally objective and. Sounds to me like I'm a breath of fresh air.
For that
is what
guy,
it sounds
yeah,
like.
For that guy. But he's still thinking about the bad Warriors pre-Jimmy. I'm the guy on the station that we got cuts. It's on Steph and Dre. So don't tell me I don't call guys out.
Yeah.
I keep it 50-50.
Right. It was on Steph and Dre,
yeah.
And they couldn't get it done, and so they went and got a Hall of Famer.
I'm not going to hold the players
Mike Dunleavy.
Evan, I
that's the
you.
Guy we should be talking about.
He's the man.
MDJ. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
When am I going to get my victory lap for my astute assessment of how important that game was last night? You guys always want to make fun of me when I mess up or say something wrong. 48 seconds left, Kerr puts Curry and Dre back in the game. And I text Devon like, that's how important this one is.
Yeah, I hope they don't. They're not tired now Thursday.
Dude,
they lose to the Lakers,
one.
Then you got a question.
That was an important game, and they got through it, man.
It was important. Now you can.
You got to handle
business.
Now you're
ahead of Memphis.
Yeah.
That's what it meant.
You think they're going the other way? You said, but you could see eight in their future?
I don't know, what do you think?
I think losing to Boston and playing the Warriors in the way that you played them with Jackson in foul trouble and Curry going off. You should be practicing. You shouldn't be embarrassed. I know you've been losing, but damn, that's a good team.
They're not
connected,
buttoned up nearly enough.
Yeah.
And I think, by the way, can I
take your time?
First of all, 888-957-9570 is the number. In case you're just joining us, Warriors 134-125 win over Memphis. Curry with 52. Regular season classic. That's what last night was. If you didn't watch that game, go back and watch it.
We tried to.
Start to finish.
It's incredible.
Start to finish. It was the best game of the year. Absolutely, positively the best game of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you are right.
So, what do I want to say? Oh, all right. You want to know why I don't think the Memphis Grizzlies can win it?
Give it to me.
I want to take you through a couple sequences last night that I noticed about the opposing team. It was a play in the first quarter where Ja Morant drove into the lane and threw a pretty tricky pass to concrete hands Zach Edey.
The worst hands in the business.
All right, so he throws a pass, and it was – should Edey have caught it? Yeah, probably.
Yes. Okay.
But he fumbled it out of bounds, like most 7'4 guys do. And the camera catches Ja Morant, and he's got that rolling of the eyes body language.
This guy.
Absolutely unmistakable. Unmistakable. Like, oh, my guy.
And he ran down looking at the bench with that stank face.
So that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Fast forward to a minute and 11 left in the game after Pods hits the tip-in.
Okay.
Biggest possession for Memphis. They're down 5. Ja Morant drives into the lane.
Beautiful.
Leaves his feet. Has nowhere to go. And you know what he tried to do? Throw a pass to Zach Edey. The same guy he's rolling his eyes at in the first quarter. And he gets it stolen. And Jimmy Butler says, give me that.
Yeah, well, he snapped
give me him. That. And so Ja Morant, with a minute to go, turns the ball over. Okay. And then he does the thing with the gesture.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
And you're losing the game at that.
Come on.
But we've seen Dre and Butler.
Never seen Dre do that.
No, just call out. You know, if they go, you blow an assignment, he shows something.
What does that have to do with what Ja Morant did last night?
That wasn't after that, but I thought the Ja thing happened after they'd made a bucket and they were going the other way.
I mean, I don't.
It was a timeout. He was going towards the bench and he did the.
Yeah. So, in other words,
the gun
he
play.
Rolls his eyes at his center.
Oh, well, yeah.
He does some stupid gesture that
he's
shows everybody how immature he is.
Yeah, he's getting.
And then on the court, the biggest possession of the game, he turns it over. Trying to throw the ball to the same guy that we all know he doesn't trust because he's rolling his eyes at him when the guy turns it over early.
Mm.
You can't. It's tough to win with a guy like that.
That's not a leader.
Let's go to Noel in Fremont. Hey, Noel, how you doing, buddy?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Hey,
doing great.
Hey, so I just wanted to make a comment on the game yesterday. I always believe that even though we don't have Peyton or Kuminga, that we still have the talent to compete, of course, right? And I think as long as, I know it's basic, but as long as we don't give away the first period and have a third period slow start, I think we can beat any team. And then also just wanted to ask you guys too, because it always gets talked about. Would you trade Kuminga for Klay Thompson one-on-one? without any attachments to it. Are you guys open to that if that happens?
I would politely say no. Steiny?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Nolan, thanks for the call. It's, yeah, I like you to disconnect before I, you know, say something like that didn't cross my mind once. Klay Thompson coming back, but hey, maybe. You never know. What's Klay make? 16?
Well, Kevin Durant said he'd be willing to sign a vet minimum contract to come back to Golden State.
Yeah, I bet. That's been a nightmare for him since he's left.
The
tough loss last night.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah. See what the Bucks did?
Yeah, they beat the Suns.
They couldn't stop Giannis.
See what they shot? They shot like 69% from the field.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. This from the, where's this one coming from? 650, Steph Curry is something beneath Jesus.
That's my line.
Stop.
That's my line.
He's better than Jesus.
Oh, look, man. That's an old school Saturday afternoon goo.
See Jesus throw in 12 three-pointers.
At 37.
This is one of those, Curry's having a better year than Jesus.
You're going to get struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And I'm going to laugh.
Jesus wouldn't be the one to strike me with lightning because he's Jesus.
Says it like
he's the presentation of God as a man. If lightning were to strike me, it would be by God. It's the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
And there's a messenger.
The Son was Jesus Christ. He was a mortal. So he wouldn't be able to strike me down. God, the Father, who's up there,
I hope no one's listening.
And I'm not really sure what the Holy Spirit's role is and what the capabilities are of the Spirit.
Hey, real quick, what'd you have for dinner? Because the way you describe how Susan brought it to your
pork
dungeon.
Loin. And pork loin and a little rice. Not a lot of rice.
Huh?
No vegetables?
White or brown? Rice.
Actually, you know what? It wasn't rice. What was it? It's a really good sauce. Oh, macaroni cheese.
That's not rice.
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese and a little pork loin.
Evan, how do you...
Right in your face. Yep. What are you laughing at?
Because you said rice.
It wasn't rice. It was macaroni and cheese.
That's a far cry from rice.
Let's do this real quick. Evan, what'd you have for dinner last night?
I had chicken, rice, and vegetables.
See? It takes you a minute to remember.
Ask me what I had.
What'd you have?
Benihana's.
Right, because you were thinking about it before I was going to ask.
Well, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's cool.
A little broccoli.
I love broccoli.
Very little broccoli.
With grated cheese on it. Oh! And hot sauce!
Well, that just dismisses the point of the broccoli.
Little cheese ain't going to hurt anybody. Hey, fun in life!
Some are saying Jesus had no left.
I don't like that material when we start talking about people above.
Look, I'm a firm believer in that if God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit are all they're cracked up to be, then they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you know what? I don't want to be in their club anyway then.
You've clearly never read the Old Testament.
Oh. No, I would never read the Old Testament.
Why is there a New Testament?
Okay.
That's what bothers me.
Okay, do you know? Okay.
No,
I
get
it, but Jesus comes in.
Jesus comes in at intermission. He didn't even play the first half.
He's Jimmy Butler.
He was
closer.
He was like Steph Curry that game in Portland.
Be careful,
where they sat him the whole first half, and then they said, now let's go get him in the third quarter.
The New Testament, hold on.
So, just FYI.
I know, Snidey. I know.
The post-Durant era.
Let's get off it.
Mr. Jones in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Atlanta. It's a place I could see myself after I retire. What's up, Mr. Jones? How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Must have been
that
Jesus.
That was him. That was on him. You
Come
don't
on.
Know
that
what
wasn't
it's
on,
like.
That was not on
Seriously,
me.
Seriously, Snidey, you
that
don't.
That was straight out of Dick Vermeil's playbook.
You don't know what it's like, seriously, to stop your life, your daily life.
Yeah.
And break off a call to a sports show. Like, I almost got written up for it, but people are doing things that maybe they shouldn't be doing. Where's the bonds? So take it easy on mishaps. That sounded like a mishap.
Fair enough.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love the...
We got to check on him. It's Easter, man. Check on old Dick.
Hey, Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock.
Man.
Host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, contributor at NBA TV. Let me see. I got so much written down. I'll just throw something.
This. Oh, okay.
Real quick.
Yeah. Take
by
your
the
time.
Way,
you did send a load manager, Dick Jesus. That's not good, man.
Didn't play on Sunday.
Oh, they load managed. Damn, that's a 10.
By the way, Looney's 3-pointer. That was the shortest celebrated 3-pointer in history. He makes the 3-pointer. They do a tight shot on him, and they go back to the other end, and there's already a 3 falling through
right.
by Memphis.
It was
Memphis hit a 3
man.
About 3 seconds after Looney
That's
hit
incredible.
His.
Can you let mine breathe for a minute? Damn.
Looney a stretch 5 now?
I mean, the dude used to have an offensive catalog.
I actually think he can make the corner 3. I swear to God. Like, when he shot it, I was like, that has no chance. Like, I think Looney's better from out there than the 16, 17 footer. All right, I see Mac, Mike, Dennis, Skinny, Bob. We'll get to y'all on the other side. Golden State Warriors. It is absolutely positively a feel-good Wednesday. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And relaxing days and stunning sunsets every day is magical in Bodega Bay. The Inn at the Tide special midweek rates start at just $199, and that is going through May 1st. It also includes breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Book your stay right now at innatthetides.com.
Steiny, 2025 is my year. And that's because I partnered with my friends at Abundant Life Weight Loss, and man, is your boy feeling good. I started a few months back, and I'm already down 22 pounds, almost to my goal of 30. And the best part, guys, is I notice a difference in how my clothes are fitting, and that also makes your boy feel great. If you're thinking about losing weight, join me, join Dibs, and call Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day, and they make it super easy. And why I say that, no exercise required, none of the prepackaged meals, no counting points or calories, and maybe you've tried weight loss injections. With Abundant Life, there is a better way to lose weight. No weekly injections, no stomach issues. The Doctor Develop program will help you lose up to 10 to 20 pounds, 20% of your body weight in just 8 weeks for less money, and I keep the feeling of losing weight feeling good. Call for your free consultation at area code 925-854-5140 or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. If Dibs and I can do it, so can you. Don't wait. Call Abundant Life today and tell them Guru sent you. You'll be glad you did. Again, that's area code 925-854-5140 or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com and tell them your boy Guru sent you.
Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock.
DG.
Sirius XM NBA Radio, also a contributor on NBA TV, and we will get deep into the Warriors with him.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, he's probably among the, top three people I enjoy talking basketball with.
Is he in your starting six?
No. Oh, you mean media members I love talking basketball with? Yes, he's replaced Casey Johnson.
Man, that relationship.
Remind me, I gotta tell Casey that he's been
I got it here. So
let's welcome in Casey Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, Casey? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Oh, man.
Wow! And there was more, Evan. You
Thank
were out.
God,
there was
he's
more.
A good friend of mine.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I just kind of stick it to you a little bit.
That's fun. That's kind of harmless, right? But it's fun. People get, like, I like when people chuckle or laugh. And I don't care if it's at my expense. As long as it's good natured.
That's what the great Michael Irvin said. You got to laugh at yourself.
I can take good natured ribbing. When the mean-spirited stuff starts that I get off the train. Get off the train.
Yeah,
like Warriors with a terrific win last night. No other way to put it. 134-125. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Steph Curry, another one for the books. 52 points, 12 for 20 from the line. Jimmy Butler bringing it home down the stretch. Draymond Green, triple-double. Pod's a big tip-in. Moody, the dagger three.
Yeah.
Santos, big energy minutes. I mean, that's what it's going to take.
And two games, I think you could tell me this, Donnie. If I'm not being overzealous. The offense is clicking, 148, although against the Spurs. And then against Memphis, 134 in a big game.
Yeah.
Take some of that to L.A. now.
I feel like
that's, yeah.
It's, I don't think the teams last night weren't playing defense.
No, it was a high-level game. I'm going to watch it again tonight.
Okay. I think I'm going to watch Celtics Town. Continue watching that.
How many episodes?
I think there's like, I'm on four or five now.
Well, who's narrating? Do they got one?
I don't know off the top of my head. They have a lot. Like, Bill Simmons is in it. I think he was in on making it.
Oh, God.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, it's
what's up? Yeah.
So he's with it. There's
yeah,
because
we don't have enough Boston Celtics documentaries out there.
God.
This one had a really different kind of perspective. You got to give Bill Simmons his credit. His dad was a Celtics season ticket holder in the 80s.
I didn't know that.
And Bill Simmons was a young boy, so he watched Bird when he was 10.
So he was 11. At that.
He was at all the games.
Johnny Mock.
Johnny Most.
I got close to Most. Oh, boy.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. A lot of Warrior fans joining us today, and why not? This is the high point of the season right now. It's the high point of the season. I don't think anybody can argue with that. This team is now in fifth in the Western Conference, and they have the Lakers on Thursday. This week's only going to get better. I'm excited.
How soon, because we know we think differently, how soon is it after the fourth game against Houston Sunday, Steiny, regardless of what they end up, will you come in here and just share with us where you think the ship is headed? Like, we know where you're kind of, you know, it could go, but let's just say they go 4-0. Would you then be like, and honest with us, like, goo, I kind of see those people out there thinking Western Conference Finals, it could happen.
Goo, I don't know how I'm going to think on Monday.
Yeah. Three games.
I don't know, and that's the beauty.
Yeah.
For as great as we feel now, on Monday we may be downtrodden.
Right. You are right.
Let's go to Mac in Lafayette. Hey, Mac, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, first, I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but I want to talk about this kid, Quentin Post.
Sure.
Just from the way he celebrates when he makes a three to his interview last night at halftime, it was the highlight of the game for me. He comes off the court, he puts on the headset. He's got this, are you kidding me, look on his face. And he says, why are you interviewing me? Curry's got 40 points.
We saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. He's got a great attitude. He's such a good addition to the team. It was the highlight. I laughed for like 10 minutes after that, and I replayed it several times. But it was the highlight of the game for me. Quentin Post interview at halftime.
Yeah, he's
a real one.
I've heard him now a few times. He's clever.
We had him on, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's also 25. Yeah, he's 25. He's been around a little bit.
He's got a jumper, baby.
He's too old.
Three of what? Three of nine last night, or six.
See, and then...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
Now, this is one of those where I got to, like... Evan, what would you think? Like, help me be a better person. All right?
I try every day.
Okay.
We.
And I know this is... God, this is so pedantic, as they say. Why does my brain work like this? So Goose says, Quentin Post, he's got a nice jumper. And my first thought is, yeah, it's more of a set shot. Why do I, like, what, help me.
Well, Goo, maybe you can help him more because it's like 20 hours of therapy a week for you sometimes.
No, man, not. Because he's known for his three ball, right? So Rick Fox or not, Clay Thompson.
You're
or
just
not.
A literal person.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't really jump.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. By the way, let me tell you, he might not be able to jump, but he can get shots off.
Man.
Posty can get shots off.
He knows what he's doing.
You know what? This is really hard to explain, but there's certain guys that come into the league and, like Moody, for example.
Yeah.
You know, he comes into the league and he doesn't really know what his strengths are and whatever.
Yeah.
He does a little this, does a little that. Eh. And then there are other guys that come into the league and somebody clearly gets to him and says something like, look, the only reason you're even here is because you can make threes and you're 7 foot. So don't you dare, like, not do that. Like, you have to do that.
Mm.
And so, like, he's come in and been like, he lets him fly.
But
Posty.
He was doing that in the with the C-Dubs, Evan. He was, he was big man on campus.
Right. He's playing with Steph Curry and Draymond
Green. But to his credit, what word am I looking for, Evan? His attack or his thought process on if I get it, I'm letting it go. That's why he's been a godsend. Like, he hasn't forgot that.
Well, do you guys think it's because he's an older player and he's played more basketball than a lot of guys that are his age, as rookies at least, of the rookie class? And so he comes in and...
See, I wouldn't know how
I mean, the direction
answer.
Is basically, you're useless to us unless you take a ton of threes. That's the whole point.
And I think you're exactly right. Like, for example, and this is where I think people may take exception, but yeah, Post came in, you're a stretch five, shoot your threes, try to do other stuff as well as you can.
Yeah.
But shoot the three! Brandon Pajemski. Okay. Listen, you got a nose for the ball, you're one of the best rebounders at 6'5 in the league.
All right.
You take some charges, and you can connect lineups. Okay, just do that.
Yeah.
And
he did
every game, like, he pretty much will do that. Kuminga and Moody earlier in their career, they don't have, and Moody's not really a part of this anymore, but
he's broken out.
Like, I do think one of the reasons those guys have played as much as they have is because they can do a few things very well. Mm. And that's why he likes Peyton, because Peyton can defend really well. And that's what I think the challenge was for Moody before, you know, this run. And I still think that's a challenge for Jonathan Kuminga.
Like, if I asked you right now just about Pods taking care of the ball, Stoney, how many turnovers do you think he had yesterday?
Well, I don't know, but not a lot.
Zero.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody had a lot. Who
only
had the most?
Team 11, Draymond.
I mean, Draymond had three, but that's not terrible in 33 minutes in a game like that. Not bad at all. Fair question. Fair question, 925. But how's he going to do in the postseason? Yep.
Well, that's what the excitement is all about. And Moody, for that matter, Pods, all of them.
And here's the other thing I like. I feel like when you say postseason, that includes the play-in, because it's post-regular season.
But
I think playoffs are the playoffs. The postseason includes the play-in.
But also pressure.
So,
because the postseason could, the play-in could end your season.
Right, but what I'm saying is that when he says postseason, he's not assuming playoffs. He's assuming postseason. See, that assumes 7 through 10. If he said playoffs, that would assume they get into the playoffs. So I love the preciseness there out of the 925. I just love it, dude.
Yeah, I'm not mad. No, I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
No reason to be mad, really.
The play-in to me and Raymond Ritter, we tried to find the stats and we couldn't on the play-in game. Yeah. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line, to your boy, that's the playoff.
Right. And that's why I use the word postseason.
Get him. Evan, where are you out on this?
Again, how literal you are.
Dude,
what do you mean?
These games are important. Like, for example, last regular game of the season is against the Clippers.
Man.
If it comes down to a one-in scenario where you get the 6 or the 7, I know it's not the postseason, but that's a pressure-filled game.
Oh, no doubt. Just like last night, I believe, was. Because you would have went sliding. And that,
And overall, they struggled. Their young players struggled.
On the road. On the road.
Right.
Yeah. Which will be here tomorrow.
And they're going to have plenty more chances. But, like, that was the closest game to a postseason game.
No doubt.
And the results, to me, were were mixed.
Yeah.
I don't think they played great, but... When the big moments came, they had two young players make plays that, won them the game or that they don't win the game if they don't make.
And
so,
did you have one more point than the other team is all that really, when it's all said and done, Steiny? And they did.
All right, let me get to a little sound here. A little sound. Who do you want to hear from?
The chef.
About what?
His night.
Well, he doesn't like to talk about himself like that. How about, did it feel like a playoff game?
Give it to him.
Okay.
It did. Felt like one, and obviously the implications were huge. You know, now they've got to beat us by two games here over the last seven to catch us. So that's helpful for us, and we're obviously, you know, fighting it out with Minnesota, with the Clippers, and you never know what, you know, what happens with anybody. So you got to handle your own business.
Oh no, that was Steve Kerr.
Yeah,
felt like a playoff game.
He'll be on with Willard and Dibbs at 5:00.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You are the man. Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs.
Gotta be in a great mood.
Brian Geltzeiler is at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA.
That's how he says my name. Darryl. Yeah.
Who?
BG. He'd be like, Darryl. That was a good, yeah.
Whenever I hit him up, I always say, with Matt and Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what he calls you. He doesn't call you Steiny and Guru. Yeah. He calls you Matt and Darryl.
I didn't notice the roll of the R's, though.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm going to listen for it today.
It's very precise. Yeah. I'm sure you have an appreciation for it.
Because he's got an East Coast twang.
Yes, he does. Okay. Steph Curry.
The chef.
That usually isn't the greatest quote in the world, let's be honest. But I'll play some of it.
My man.
How about, let's see. Well, okay. Steph Curry on Let It Fly.
The first two shots I took in the fourth quarter were a reflection of that.
Yeah,
I thought about it. And first I shot it in the transition, and went ISO left wing, missed both of those, and then I kind of came to reality on, let's get good possessions if I do it or whatever. But that was the ultimate heat checks, even though I just got back in the game.
You deserved it, Chef. You got to find out if you're still hot.
Selfish.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you why it's not.
Going for the record?
I'll tell you why it's not selfish.
Over the win?
And I just knew we had that damn record. I'm tired of Clay having it.
Get the drop ready. I remember having a conversation once with BJ Armstrong. And he was talking about Tim Hardaway. Give me another one. Yeah, there you go. And he was talking about Tim Hardaway. And he was like, let me tell you something about Tim Hardaway that I just love. I don't know. I just love it. And he goes, that guy understands the game within a game. In other words, Tim Hardaway always knew who he was matched up against. He always knew what the undertone of the game was. He always knew what maybe the narrative was coming in.
See?
And
kept his ear to the street.
You know, like if he was going up against another great point guard, you know, he would take a pound of flesh even in a loss, but he never really let that. And that's what Curry did.
Yeah,
Curry was like, "There's a game within a game." He could have broken the record, gave it a shot, didn't get it done. Back to business.
Yeah,
I mean, look, Brandon Podziemski took two bad heat check threes. Awful. If he can take two, Curry can take two. Yeah, obviously,
he definitely earned it, but. I just want you to prepare yourself, if it's not already before us, Donnie, at this age and these scoring outputs that I think are going to continue, not even just this season, next season, until he's done, and what Jimmy Butler has meant to his longevity, Steph's playing at a high level in the space, just get ready for him to basically rewrite the record book every damn night. I mean, that's where we're headed, Steiny. And NBC, Bonte, they put up a thing yesterday. Curry's got the most three-pointers made in a game for three, four, five, six. It was just ridiculous. Like, this dude's a walking legend, man. And if somehow they can pull this off.
What's this?
Get to the finals.
Get to the finals?
Yeah, get to the finals.
Yeah, that would be nice. That'd be a hell of a year.
Win it all. This would be like.
Now, why do you have to go there already?
Get the 30 for 30 ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we have plenty of time to talk about that. In fact, we have so much time to talk about winning the finals. We could actually wait till they get to the finals and talk about.
Are you not going to air me out? I would never do that. I thought he was done for the season. I text the Vine right away. Oh, no. And then he's up and play. NBA guys, they need to be in Hollywood.
Not all of them.
Paul Pierce was in a wheelchair.
All right.
The dramatics.
Thank you, though. This leads me to my PSA for Warrior fans.
Oh.
As it relates to Jimmy Butler.
My Jimmy,
if you see him go to the ground and appear injured, don't jump to the worst possible conclusion.
I did.
Please don't.
Oh.
This guy can milk time like nobody's business.
What does that mean?
The guy has been in the league 15 years, and when he hits the ground, he averages the most seconds on the ground of any player in NBA history.
Oh, man.
Because he's gathering. Wasn't hurt. But I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy.
He got a quick 90-second blow. He's a milker.
Yeah.
He milks time
and a free
to rest.
Throw merchant, man.
And good luck. Good for him.
He loves soccer. And his favorite player is Neymar.
Man, there you go.
Don't tell me that don't mean nothing.
So let's wait till we get the MRIs with Jimmy before we think he's hurt.
His ability, Dottie, real quick.
His ability to bait dumb players is unbelievable.
That too. And his ability to go make them. That's what's so, you were like, he wasn't really aggressive, but I added six more shots with the 12 free throw attempt. Steiny, he's got it down to a science. That's all I'm going to say. Man.
It's incredible. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Harden, I thought, had it down. Jimmy's got it down.
How high? Okay. You get the scouting report on the Warriors, and they're going over the players individually. And they get to Jimmy Butler.
It starts and ends with the chef.
And you're looking at the opposing scouting report on Jimmy Butler.
Stay down.
I guarantee you it says, don't go for his head fakes.
Man. Easier said than done, partner.
Yes, sir. You're right about that.
He's got it.
You are right about that, my man. No doubt about it. It is hard, especially when you have a great pump fake. The last one was a really good pump fake.
What do you guys think is the opposing scouting report for the Warriors right now?
Sag off everybody, not named Steph.
I do think we're going to see Draymond with plenty more threes.
Like that game against, what was the one where he hit the first five? But he ended up missing six of his last seven. I got to believe Toronto got on that bus like, we lost, but we'll take that all day, every day. He can never get to 14. And that's why, Stoney, I'm worried about what you said might be the kryptonite for the 2025 Warriors. As positive and happy we are today, the three-point shooting. But the last two, Steph, you take him out, then it wasn't nothing to write home about. But that's what scares me about this team. But if Moody and Pods hit and Buddy hits, it's watch out.
See, I think two things can be equally true. Shout out Ralph Barbieri.
Oh, man.
Steph Curry was incredible last night. But I did not. I thought Memphis did a really bad job on him.
Why is that,
though? I'll tell you why. How many buckets did he get?
Oh, a seven.
Okay, there was a play last night where somebody's setting a screen, probably Draymond, for Curry. And as the screen is even being set, before Curry even takes a dribble into the screen, he looks at Zach Edey, who's starting to realize what's going on. But before he ever put it on the floor, he knew.
You are right.
Edey couldn't get there.
You're right.
Because he wasn't going to shoot from right on the three-point line. He's going to shoot it from 4 feet behind the three-point line. And again, I give you this, Goo. It's one of those things. It's easier said than done. But I see that happen on one possession. Okay. Then it's the next. So,
and you described it perfectly.
I don't understand why teams don't play. Like, I just would never let my big man out there like that.
Yeah, but you called it years ago. It's the blender. That right. area is the
so why don't
uncomfortable.
Why don't you guard Draymond with a smaller guy?
Mm. Well, wow.
Why not guard Draymond with a smaller guy? Or at least a forward with quickness. So then it's the next possession. And what happens on the very next possession is the Warriors take a shot and miss. They get an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
Okay? And the ball ends up in Curry's hands, and the guy who's defending him, Wells, did a nice job of staying with him, like, after the initial miss.
Okay.
And then Curry passes to Draymond. Wells turns his head, and as soon as he turns his head, Curry steps back and makes another three.
I'm thinking to myself,
I know that's a tough play, but there are players in the league who aren't rookies like Jalen Wells who understand you can't do that. And
that's real.
He makes every easy shot, so you got to expect him. He's going to make a bunch of tough ones, so you can't give him easy ones
little
breakdowns. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into this conversation now, it'd be a great time because we got Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA Radio. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. This segment is sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.